stand.
I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
Instead of a bum.
Which is what I am. I'm Justin, jersey number 14.
And I'm Corey, jersey number 72. And frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Yes.
But I do give a damn to welcome you to episode 4 of the Gear Freaks podcast. Appreciate you taking part. It is always fun to take a look at gear in general. But today we've got pillars. Is that a good word?
I think so. The pillars of the uniform community.
It sounds pretentious. It does. But we could go Mount Rushmore, maybe.
Yeah, but I feel like
that gets overused, though, man.
I want one of these days. I'm going to do the Mount Rushmore conversations.
Ooh, that's like a top 10 list of top 10 lists.
Yes,
this has to happen now. I am all in.
I don't know. Pillars seems good.
I like it.
Or we can just flat out iconic is what it is.
Why not? Right?
Iconic gear.
Yes.
Over the years.
Yes.
And that rhymed.
It did.
Accidentally.
It did. So this episode kind of came to be because when we had put together our top 10, we had there's some stuff on there that you look at and go, man, like you feel bad for cutting it, but you feel like it has to be mentioned too. And that's where the idea birthed of the iconic gear episode, which is where we're at today. So, of course, like anything across the world of sports, in any of the sports, really, you have your iconic looks, your ones that stand out to you, the ones that pop, the ones that are timeless, that you know immediately when you look at the TV, that's who this is. You know, I don't want to mention any names yet, but 9 times out of 10, it's the ones that over years have kind of largely remained unchanged. You've had little subtle tweaks to the uniform, but the base look of it, there's no color changes. There's no drastic rebranding. Everything looks from generation to generation seamless, more or less.
And again, we talked about it briefly because the Royals made my list.
Right.
And really, the Royals could belong here. But that being said, we decided let's set some tent poles, if I could, on a podcast, no less. That it's all I do is pod all day.
Right, right. You don't need to learn how to talk, though. It's all good, man.
But if we could set some tent poles.
Yes.
So we decided to take a tent pole. I'm going to say tent pole. At
pillars,
least
just
more
pillars.
Time. Pillars. Tent poles and pillars. But from one from each sport.
Yeah.
Just to kind of go, this is what we're talking about here.
Yes.
And then we're going to give the ones that we decide.
Our respective lists.
So for baseball, it feels like a no-brainer. There's other ones, obviously, because we've
right.
each got one.
Yep.
But the New York Yankees, the pinstripes.
Yeah. It makes you feel dirty, man.
It's
unless,
gross.
Of course, you're a Yankees fan, right?
Right.
Which neither of us are. The Yankees, unfortunately, beat both of our teams in a World Series. Yours in 2001 with the Mets, I believe.
God,
it was. Or no, 2001 was the Diamondbacks one where the Yankees got beat. Fuck them.
It's 2000?
2000 was the Subway Series, and they beat you, and then they beat us in 2009. Yeah, man.
The Mets had no business being there. Benny Agbayani out and right. But
Jesus Christ.
One of the things I'll always remember about that series is Clemens throwing the broken bat at Piazza.
Right. That's right. That did happen then.
Roger freaking Clemens. Everything
yes.
post Red Sox, Roger Clemens can eat my ass.
Yes. Just a dick, man.
He's the worst.
He's a piece of shit, man. He really is. And it, but you're right, though. You need a shower saying it. And, you know, I might get up mid sentence and go bathe here, but you have to, man. And again, there's other ways you can go. But if you're going to pick one, if we're going with the pillars or tent poles, tent poles or pillars, the Yankees are it, man. And it sucks. But the pinstripe, college football made a bowl game called the Pinstripe Bowl in
yep.
Yankee Stadium
mm-hmm.
because of this fucking uniform.
And you mentioned, like, things that don't change. Like, that's one thing you can rely on. Like,
yeah.
They never really stumbled into the, hey, we're going to do the black uniforms.
Right.
Nah, man. The pinstripes for home, the grays
yep.
for aways.
Yes.
And it's a clean look.
It is.
And it is undoubtedly, like, you say baseball uniforms, somebody is going to say Yankees within seconds.
100%. And you even think, even just aside from the jersey itself, the hat. I mean, how many people
Fred
you see
Durst's
wearing
are there out there?
Right? How many people are walking around wearing Yankee hats that have never even been to New York?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because hey, it's Jay-Z rocked him on the cover of all his albums and shit, you know? So I like it. I want to wear that shit. Here you go. Here's a Yankee hat. It sucks to say, man, but it's as iconic. If we're going iconic, they got to be the one when you come to Major League Baseball, because across the world of sports, they're as iconic as it gets, unfortunately.
It's one of the biggest brands in sports yes. in the world.
Yes.
And you look at this logo, and it's, again, I hate the Yankees.
Right.
But you can't deny, like, that's a good-looking logo.
Yes.
Those are good-looking uniforms.
They are.
And I love that they I see one here with the last name, but I traditionally they don't put the last names on the gear.
Yes, they don't, which is good. And that typically tends to be a thing with franchises like the Yankees that are old as fuck, mm-hmm. you know, because the names didn't become a thing until quote-unquote modern era across all sports. But, and I do think they do that like Players Weekend. They do the last names up there. And there's probably other occasions where they do as well. But typically, you know, like if you're looking at an Aaron Judge number or Aaron Judge jersey, it just says number 99. Doesn't mm-hmm. say Judge on the back. So, and again, but that's kind of cool because, you know, because it's the Yankees and because they're so iconic, you know who wears number such and such right. for the Yankees.
If you see a pinstriped number 2 jersey, you know it's Jeter.
Right. Exactly.
Like
exactly.
You know.
Yep. 42, Mariano Rivera.
Right.
The whole nine, you know.
I don't want to talk about the Yankees anymore, Corey.
I don't either.
You
can
want
we
to
please
toss
move
another
on?
One? Yes, please.
It's already been too long.
Said too many nice things.
Exactly.
Where you want to go to next?
Do you want to do the NBA?
Yeah.
Because that was it.
There was a couple ways we could have bounced.
There is. You had the Lakers though in your top 10 list.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, you could go there as well, but that led us with the decision to go. And again, this is another team I hate as a Sixers fan. Boston Celtics. Right?
They got, the only reason they didn't make my list is because we were doing this.
Right. Yep, and that's the same for, yes, one that we will get to as well on mine. Look, man, the color green, and I'm, you know, I wore it for 3 years at Kickatan. I'm an Eagles fan. I'll always love the color green. I think when you talk about, if we were to do a Mount Rushmore of sports team colors, you got to put green up there.
Oh, yeah.
I like that it's just a straight green and white. Again, if you can, one of the most underrated things to me in gear is if you can get away with not using that outline or a third color and still look fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And that green and white, man.
Yep. These homes. Look. They one of the few teams that succumbed to the we're going to do the black gear, but they did it right. It
yes,
looks good.
It does.
It's the full black, but the lettering in green.
Yep.
The green stripes. It looks good.
It does. Because they're not messing with anything else.
Right. Even this weird one. I don't know when they went to this.
Yeah, the kind of Celtic style font that's got the green and gold in there. It looks really Irish, so I'm a fan.
This is probably one of their worst gears, but even that is
solid. Yeah. And when you look at, too, their City Edition, man, it is simple as you take the generic the iconic, their base uniform, and you just outline it in gold. You know what I mean? Because it's Irish. Boston's an Irish town. The Celtics, you have the... You know, the clover there is the logo, so you take that gold and you make it pop. It's a subtle change. It's definitely not the sexiest of the City Edition uniforms, but man, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with it. And again, it's one over time that really hadn't changed at all.
Yeah.
You know, other than the black alternate iterations, the ones where they put the gold in there. The only thing that's changed is, you know, the last couple of years when he started to put the sponsors on there, so you have a General Electric logo up there. But again, it still works because the GE logo is fucking white on the green jersey, so it doesn't, it's not an eyesore.
Looking at all these different versions of the unit, I mean, they dipped into these grays. They're not great, but still.
Yeah.
It's just a good look. What is this? That ain't real.
No, that's one of those, like... foreign websites that tries to sell the jerseys that get way too cute.
Dude, D. Brown.
Yes. Nice. Dunk contest, man. 92, 93?
Wowzers, McTavish.
Yes. Yes.
The Boston Celtics. Yeah. I don't hate them like you do, but...
They're just always in our way, man. They swept us in the playoffs, although good thing is Brett Brown is now the hell out of Philly, which is a good thing. But, and again, the Celtics are one of those teams, man, like, I respect them. Like, it's not, I hate them because I'm a Sixers fan, but it's not like the visceral hate that I have for, like, the Cowboys or the Penguins.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's like, okay, fuck you, but, you know, mazel tov. Even though I don't think they say that a lot in Boston, probably. Nonetheless, cheers.
All right, so this one was hard for both of us. We're going to move to the ice.
Oh, man.
This one was really hard for both of us to admit.
Uh-huh.
But this is probably the only way that this uniform was ever going to get talked about.
On this podcast, 100%.
We both hate this team.
Yep, with a passion.
But we both came to the conclusion, I mean, when it comes to gear in hockey,
I think it's where you got to go. I do. There's a couple.
There's more for the conversation.
Yes, for sure.
But on one that we both could agree on
yep.
beforehand.
Yep.
And like I said, there's no way this comes up any other way.
Nope. Nope. So let's just get it in now.
Let's be ready. Let's rip this.
We could just say that's the tiebreaker. Oh,
the Band-Aid off. It's
let's
the Detroit it. Red Wings.
Damn it. Unfortunately, I just vomited in my mouth a little bit.
But look at this, man.
I tell you, man. And again, they're the two color, just like the C's. I hate them because they were the first, if I remember correctly. I don't know. My parents could justify it. It could prove this either way. I'm almost positive the first time in my life I've ever, like, I haven't cried a lot in my life. I cried when they swept us in the 97 Stanley Cup because I was 9 and I didn't understand that it might happen again one day. We might get back. And I fucking hated them. But again, man, so it's like PTSD when you look at them. But the red and white, that winged wheel logo is so damn good.
It's iconic, man.
It's fucking amazing.
Golly,
you look at all the
good.
All the players. And again, yes, even the whites. And white hockey sweaters I like better than white other sports jerseys. Their whites look good. You had that red trim, you know, along the red piping that goes along kind of the shoulder pads and goes down. So many, and again, fuck them. But how many iconic players have wore this? Gordie Howe, Mr. Hockey, Steve Yzerman.
Did Dominic Hasek retire there?
I think. Okay, so he
I know
either,
he played there.
He did. He won a cup there, and he played in Ottawa for, I want to say, all of 37 minutes. And I don't know if it was post-Detroit or pre-Detroit. I think it was pre-Detroit. And because I think when he won the cup, I think it was like, okay, I'm going out on top, Ray Lewis, if I remember correctly. There was also a time in my life where I discovered alcohol and was binge drinking a lot. So I can't 100% without going to like Wikipedia and checking. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that is where he retired. So again, you have Hasek.
Chris Osgood.
You know,
Curtis Joseph
Cujo
was in front of the net there for a little
he
bit.
He was,
too.
Man. He was. Henrik Zetterberg. They even had Pavel Datsyuk, even though I hate his ass. There's a jersey of him. Pavel Datsyuk, you piece of shit. Yeah, Lidstrom. I mean, one of the best defensemen ever to play the sport.
Shanahan went there at one point.
Like speaking of people we hate.
Yeah, really. Like, everybody went through there.
Yes, yes.
And here's another reason. Like, since there's nothing really nice we can say about Detroit other than the fact that their gear is iconic.
Looks awesome.
And, like, a lot of awesome hockey players have come through there.
Right, right.
The pretense to call yourself Hockey Town. How dare you?
Dude, especially, it really rears its ugly head now because you built this new arena, RIP the Joe. You built Little Caesars Arena, the Hot and Ready Arena, because Little Caesars is a fucking Detroit company, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Illiches, they own the Pistons as well, I believe. So you build this arena, like you said, you have the gall to call yourself Hockey Town. And yet, whenever they put you in the primetime game on NBC Sports, why are there so many empty seats in the fucking arena? I get you guys are trash, and you were supposed to win the lottery this year, and you couldn't even fucking do that. But, like, you're that bad that you were even in the conversation to win the lottery, let alone had the best odds. You should still, if you're going to call yourself Hockey Town, there shouldn't be so many empty seats
mm-hmm.
in the ones that they're showing on camera, which are like the top 10 rows, you know? You know how many empty seats there are in the arenas of other teams we're going to get to probably this episode? Not a lot, but there are in
Detroit.
You're
Detroit. You're the Red Wings. Like, I mean.
Yes.
Just hockey alone, you would think, would be the sell.
Right, Right.
Guess we're wrong. Here's a name that somehow we didn't come up.
Speaking of people we hate, or I don't know if you do.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking hate this guy.
But, I mean, I guess it's, again, like, they nabbed everybody. Chris Chelios.
Is who we were talking about. Yeah. They did. I mean, they had at some point, everybody went through there. Mark Howe, whose number is retired by the Flyers, one of the best defensemen of all time. You know, Gordie Howe's son went to Detroit because that's where Pops played, and he, after spending his entire career in Philly, that's where he goes and was on that roster in 97 that swept us for the cup. You motherfucker. Because we have to go through Detroit.
That was another thing that always blew my mind because, again, I'm a Devs fan. We played the Red Wings in the cup, I think twice, but my memory's fuzzy. I think we're 1-1 with them. But Detroit.
Yeah.
Michigan.
Right.
Western Conference.
Dude, I
it always throws me off.
I know, man. I know. It's, well, they realigned now, and Detroit is in, this was, God, I can't remember exactly when the alignment was. It was recent. Detroit is now in the East, and people were pissed off, and Chicago's in the West, and people were pissed off, which I would kind of, anyway, geography and sports don't get along.
Really?
Because Nashville in Tennessee, you want to guess what conference they're in, man?
Well, I'm pretty sure they were expanded into the West, right?
Yep.
Because they were expansion, right?
They were, but when you realign,
are they still in the West?
Yes.
I mean, at this point, I could understand leaving Detroit just for history's sake.
And rivalry's sake, right, right.
Let's move.
Because you still have Nashville. You have Chicago over there, right. You have Chicago over there. You've got fucking, they used to have those epic series with Colorado.
Yeah.
The Avs. Those were some of the best games to watch. God True. Damn, those series
Hate
were fun.
Both of those teams, but yes.
Right, right. So you keep Detroit in the West, you keep that. Gary Bettman doesn't understand. Clearly, there's three teams in California and two in Florida in the sport of hockey. So,
and one in Arizona.
Right. Which is one too many.
Hotbed.
Yes.
All right.
It sucks, but that's the go-to for
Detroit
hockey.
Red Wings.
That is.
All right. So where did we go with NFL, man?
NFL, I believe there is only one way to go, and you and I kind of agreed on this, and especially, I feel like we kind of eliminated the other ones in the conversation that were in this team's division as well, because you had, in terms of favorite current gear that we did, you had the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
I had the powder blue Chargers on my top 10. So that eliminates those two, which, again, could have also gotten the nod here. But I think when you think iconic NFL gear, there's one route you got to go, and it's the Raiders. I almost called them Oakland. They're the Las Vegas Raiders now.
I typed in Oakland.
I'm still right. I'm still going to call them Oakland. I still call the Chargers San Diego, even though I know they're in L.A., but they should still be in fucking San Diego. But when you think about the Raiders, for me personally, I know that when you look at gear, when you think about gear, they're one of the logo of Al Davis's son. he is not a hot dude.
We will come back to
he
that.
He is not hot. So the Raiders, they kind of started the entire merchandise deal because you had the NWA back in the late 80s, and they used to always wear Raider gear back in all their videos, like we talked about, you know, which was a staple of our childhood, the starter jackets.
That's right.
You know, it was, the Raider gear became so iconic because everybody, you see it in music videos, and it just became, it became kind of a, just a an iconic look, period. And it had been for years, but when you put it on merch and it's in music videos and people are selling it, now it becomes, over time, it becomes a gang thing. I mean, I don't know that you want to tap into gang stuff, but point is, you have something that's, you know, it's silver and black, man.
It's undeniable because it's so simple.
Yes.
They never fell for, oh man, we really need to modernize this. Nah, man. Like, just a couple color tweaks here and there of, you know, let's put a little bit more silver.
Yeah.
Let's put a little bit more black.
Right.
Other than that, it's pretty much been the same. And these, golly, I mean, there was a time where they were a joke. I don't know if they still are.
They're up and coming. They draft really weird, but they've got like a smartest guy in the room guy as their GM. Believe it or not, Gruden is their coach again.
Oh, okay.
Yes, they gave him 10 years, $100 million to come back out of the booth.
Oh, well, maybe the Bucs will win another Super Bowl. The one and only time I ever picked a Super Bowl absolutely correctly preseason.
Was it?
Yeah, I said it'll be the Raiders and the Bucs. The Bucs will win.
The Gruden Bowl.
Yep.
Yep. And we got it.
But I mean, so like the Raiders, I believe it was almost a, no, because Gruden had been building them.
Yes.
So when they went to the Super Bowl. But I mean, in the early 90s, before they went back to Oakland.
Yeah.
Not a very good team. I mean, they went to one Super Bowl in Los Angeles, I think.
They maybe went, two? So they won one because that was the one where they beat the Redskins. And I believe it was 83 or 84, the Marcus Allen one. And I'm pretty sure that was, they did win one in L.A. because they've won all together. They've won three, one in L.A. and the previous two, I believe. Yes, okay, because they beat us in Super Bowl 15. That was when they were in Oakland. Jim Plunkett was a quarterback, and then they beat Minnesota, and I think Super Bowl 12 or 13, and that was with Ken Stabler.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, they were both in Oakland. So the one when they beat what is now known as the football team,
yes,
was the L.A. one.
But I remember them being a joke.
And they have been. For most of our life, they have been. Yeah. I mean, they had Bo Jackson, but I mean, he was more known for fucking Tecmo Bowl than he was for real life. Yeah, and that's really not to say he was a scrub in real life, because he wasn't. But
also two sports.
Yes, exactly. Back when that was a thing, and everybody tried to do that. But they were like elite level epic ass for several years.
But they always look good doing it.
They look damn good. They look better than anybody else sucking in sports ever because of these. And like the logo, man, you have that shield. It's got a fucking pirate. I'm not normally a big fan of like, hey, let's write the name out of what our team is, because you should fucking know,
yeah,
based off the gear and if you're dialed in. But the Raiders spelled out in that shield,
it's good.
Love it, man.
It's
love
good.
It.
And, you know, I kind of grew a little partial to them because they drafted a guy I went to high school with.
Mm-hmm.
They drafted Ronald Curry.
Yes, local kid.
In the seventh round. And initially drafted him as a quarterback. He ended up tight end, I think. And
yeah,
then they
receiver.
Moved him to receiver eventually.
He had a good little career,
he was on
though.
That Super Bowl squad.
Yep.
That was the year he got drafted.
Yep.
Which is a stupid thing to know, but I do. But I mean, like, seeing a dude I went to high school with,
right,
he's there, you can buy a Ronald Curry number 89 jersey.
Yep. Yep.
How cool is that?
Exactly.
That's neat.
Exactly.
And in that gear.
Yes.
Of course, you can also buy a number 5 Kerry Collins jersey. If you want.
It also comes with 6 airplane bottles when you buy a Kerry Collins jersey.
Jamarcus Russell.
Oh,
I mean, like,
God. Yeah, he can throw 70 yards from his knees, though, because that's something you do in real games.
Mm-hmm. All the time. But nah, man, like this, the color scheme, again, this is
so perfect.
These are the tent poles. These are the pillars to show you what we mean with this conversation, because not much has changed with their uniforms over the year.
Right. They've all kind of stayed the same. Like we said, Yankees, Celtics, Red Wings, Raiders, those are kind of the Mount Rushmore. Again, you can go in other directions when it comes to the sports. You know what I mean? You may disagree with one of them. And that, you know, again, hit us up. We're on Instagram and Twitter at GearFreaksPod. So you can hit us up there. The Twitter is back up and running now.
Yay.
So excitement there. You can hit us up there as well on either platform and let us know what you think if you disagree. But I think even if you do disagree, like even if you could say, okay, I don't agree with the Red Wings, like I think they, just as an example, they got to be they got to be in the conversation for you.
Somewhere.
They
yeah.
have to be.
Have to.
So that's just the way we went.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, man, I kind of think we nailed it.
I think so, too. That being said, let's bring on the hatred.
Yes.
Because I'm going to the diamond here first with my first pick.
Okay.
And
oh, you took one of mine.
Oh, did I?
Yes. That's okay. We have alternates for a reason.
I hate this team.
So do I.
Hate
but
them
my
with a
God.
Passion. Even these weird blue ones. The St. Louis Cardinals.
So good.
I can think of, you know, the home run chase, having to watch Mark McGwire's geeked up everything. every 2 seconds, but it's such a clean uniform. And again, I've lost count of how many times we've talked about white on white not being great.
Right.
But if you do it right.
Yes, it can look decent.
And the Cardinals, oh my God. And it's just simple. Cardinals in cursive. The baseball with the dumb Cardinals on it.
The dumb Cardinals.
If I explain it like that, you go, oh, that's ugly.
Right.
It's got two birds on a bat.
It looks so cool, though, but man. There's Cardinals sitting on a fucking baseball bat. Again, like we said with a couple, it shouldn't work, man. It really
shouldn't.
Especially
when you walk it out like that.
Yes. The baseball bat's not even sitting straight. The Cardinals, one's on. It looks like they're playing fucking seesaw with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the letter C is hanging on to the baseball bat. It shouldn't work. I kind of like the powder blue ones. But again, I'm a mark for powder blue.
Yeah.
I love, there's none of the Cardinals unis that I don't like at all. This was one of the first ones I jotted down when we said, okay, let's do our own five iconics. I love these, and I'm the same way as you. I cannot stand the Cardinals. I think more so than anything is because they've been just so damn good and so consistent for most of my life. You know,
it's rare that they stink.
Yes.
For some of those Mark McGwire years, McGwire was all they had.
Right.
But after that, it was, you know,
yeah,
deep playoff runs,
Albert Pujols, World Series and shit.
World Series wins, yep, getting to the series and losing, which
yes,
always made me happy.
Which
except
was great.
For when it was to the Red Sox.
Right, exactly. To one of the other teams that would get there and win all the damn time.
But, I mean, in terms of just flat-out gear.
Yes.
There aren't many better in baseball.
There's
than
not.
The St. Louis Cardinals. So.
There's not, man. And I'll tell you what, since you went one of my original five, I'm going to have to go to my alternate section here, but I'm going to stay on the diamond with you. I'm going to go not only to one of the most iconic franchises, I'm going to go to one of the most iconic stadiums in the United States. I'm going to go to Wrigley Field and go with the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah.
And this is a team, man. You just mentioned McGwire. Here we go with Sammy Sosa.
Right.
I love that summer. It's one of my favorite childhood memories. That's because you knew you were witnessing history, and it was pre-internet. So, like, you had to be in front of the TV. Like, they would break into fucking everything when McGwire and Sosa were at bat. You know, your parents would yell to you, and you'd come running to the TV because you didn't have DVRs and YouTube and the internet and shit. And it was just amazing. It was a fun time to be alive. I, again, pinstripes.
Biggest fan of those
yes.
home.
Yes,
home
the home whites with the pinstripes. You've got the circle with the big-ass C, little UBS in red. Even the C with the blue cub, man. You know what I mean?
Again.
Looks kind of cool. It should not. Right.
You say that. It's like, well, that's dumb.
Who
but you look at
a,
it, it's like, that's a good, that
it works.
Is a good jersey.
And it's not even the C itself, if you look. If you take the Cub out of that C.
Mm-hmm.
That is the lamest font C you will ever see 100%. In your life.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so you put it together and it's like, that's sweet, man.
Up against that blue.
Yes. You know, you've got that color scheme. And again, you know, the grays where it just has Chicago and blue with the red number. You got the blue, you know, the Cub logo on the sleeve. The hat, you know, that blue with the red C. Again, Red Sea, kind of lame by itself on the sleeve, but for some reason you put a letter on a baseball hat, 9 times out of 10 it works. And this is one of those ones, too, that, again, they've kind of modified the Cub a little bit over the years, man, but that it's relatively remained unchanged.
They didn't cave into the, we're going to do the black jerseys either.
Yeah, you know.
And you look at this, even these slight modifications, usually the slight modifications, it's like, no, I'm out.
Right.
They did like cursive Cubs there for a minute.
Yeah. Wasn't terrible.
Not terrible. I mean, obviously they were smart for going back.
Yes. But they like in that time though, so they had the cursive Cubs on the jersey, they kept the hat the same though. So you still knew like, okay, like we've still got that iconic element there. And I think there might kind of be like a subconscious, like they were always kind of, because most of my teams have sucked my entire life and never really won shit, I've always liked the underdog.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't.
Cubs were ultimate until
yes,
a couple
exactly,
years ago.
Yes, exactly, until 2016. And I was pulling so fucking hard for them against the Indians. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let Cubs fans win. Let them be happy. You know, and they did. And then they became
seven games.
Yeah, yeah. they became, of course, you know, like Red Sox fans did in 04. They came in, they became insufferable as fuck after that. But you know what, man? People say that about Eagles fans after we won the Super Bowl in 2018. I'm not going to argue with them. So
think about all the greats who've rocked these, though. So you already mentioned Mark Grace. Greg Maddux started his actually, I think he started in San Diego, but
Shit, yeah, I think you're right.
Maddux definitely pitched there.
Yes.
Kerry Wood, when he was on fire.
With all those strikeouts and shit, man.
Ryan Sandberg.
Uh-huh. You go back, Billy Williams and shit, man. And they've got a squad now, too. Javi Baez, Chris Bryant. You know, they're one of the best teams right now, I believe. I don't have the records in front of me, and I'm not super locked in because hockey's going on, and the Phillies are bipolar as fuck. But as far as I know, the Cubs are one of the best teams in baseball this year, I'm pretty sure. So, and again, man, it's one of those, it just sticks with you over time, man. They've tweaked it a little bit, but we're going through, man. I mean, again, I eliminated them from my final five because I gave the edge to St. Louis, but I couldn't get rid of them altogether. I was like, we're going to do a bundle of alternates just in case. I had to keep them on there.
Good thing you grabbed them.
Yep.
But since you brought up Chicago, I'm going to stay in Chicago. But I'm going to go over to the gridiron.
Okay.
And when I think about football jerseys, classic, iconic, not much changed about the Chicago Bears.
It did not. And that's, again, that's a good thing. And they have those kind of, now these ones we're looking at, the kind of 1936 classic ones where you got the three stripes of orange going across the blue helmet. You got the stripes going on the shoulder pads.
Please tell me this is like some sort of alternate.
It is. Okay, I was going to say, God. I don't know how you feel about them. They can get the hell out of here, though, for me.
I hate that.
It's just there's too much going on. But they do. They have a classic look. They have a classic look. And it's like weird because you've got that, like those, we talked about like shades of, you know, colors with other teams. I don't know of any other team that wears that same shade of blue or the same shade of orange.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
And again, because it's almost a black.
Yes.
So, like, that shade of blue, like the Virginia Cavaliers.
Yeah.
Are pretty close. But even the Cavs, I think, are a little bit lighter blue. Like, but, like, having those together. And then I've always been a big fan of these dumb stripes.
Yep.
I mean,
I
always.
Agree.
And their helmets are just... They're as close to perfection as you're gonna get.
They are.
That blue with the C. And the C's orange. It's so just a good.
It jumps out at you.
Looking helmet.
To the point you made about the sleeves and the stripes. My favorite part of the Bears uniforms has always been the GSH on the sleeve.
Yes.
Because it's fucking George Halas. He's a pioneer of the game, and I've always loved that they kept that there.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It looks so cool. Like, again, that couldn't work for any other fucking team.
Nope.
But with those little three stripes you got right there, it fucking works. It works, man. Because it, you know, again, little subtle things when you think about uniforms, you may not really pay attention to it. Like, son asked me a couple years ago, like, what is GSH? I had to explain to him, you know what I mean? But like, that's how, you know, that's how a legacy is passed on, man. If you think about it, you know, because it's like, you look and what the hell is GSH doing on the Chicago Bears uniform? Oh, okay. It's because of the owner, the original, the founder or whatever. And, you know, I've always liked that little homage on the Bears uni. I always have.
I think about, first of all, I don't like these oranges. I forgot they did that for a minute.
Same.
It's weird, but you think about,
because I love orange.
The Bears, again, you know, you have this Super Bowl shuffle year.
Right.
But then they went back to being not great for like a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of shuffled back in right before I went out.
Right.
Where they went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Colts.
Yes, with Rex Grossman at quarterback.
Sexy Rexy. Unbelievable.
He got them to a Super Bowl. Well, he didn't. That defense got them to a Super Bowl. Rex was just there.
Urlacher.
Right. Him, Briggs, and all those guys. Devin Hester. Returning kicks everywhere, man.
Yep.
I do not like, however, and they wear these, I believe, as alternates a lot, and they're kind of throwbacky.
The solid orange,
still the same color. They remove the C from the helmet, and you just have that block letter kind of.
Yeah. I'll give that a
kind of orange number. I'm not a fan of those. You've got a good look already. Like, just
just stick with this.
Why are you taking the logo off the fucking helmet?
This looks good. Why would you? Why bother? Why bother even having an alternate? You're the Bears,
right?
Let's just see what works.
Exactly. Stick with what got you there.
I can forgive these oranges as an alternate, even though I don't like them.
That was that phase when everybody had an alternate, you know.
But anyway.
But yeah, and so it was just kind of like, okay, I think they thought, okay, even though we have something here where we know what we've got, we have to have an alternate because that's what all the kids are doing. So let's try and move some merch. I'm going to stick with you on football now, this is one it fucking pains me to admit because I hate this team. They're not in our division. They're not even in our conference, but they're the fucking cross-state rivals. Got to go Pittsburgh Steelers, man. If I'm being unbiased, if we're, like we fucking should be here, we're talking about gear. You know what I mean? I just feel the need, we have to work in our allegiances and teams we hate just because because. I don't. Now, those bumblebees, the prison yards can get the hell out of here.
That's awful.
They are just horrendous.
That is terrible. Who okayed
that?
Aren't
they? Somebody that was on acid, dude.
So maybe I can forgive the jerseys. I can't. But you can't do those socks, too, like
you
that.
You do that. The block numbers on the uni. And then you... Okay, so... But in the... what kills me looking at this, A, those block numbers are just awkward. But even on the bumblebees, you have... There's still the Pittsburgh black and gold. There's still the colors. What the hell with the cream pants? When did that become a thing? Like that's the one, again, I've said it before as a Philly guy, I hate Pittsburgh, but I love and I respect the fact that all their teams, Steelers, Penguins, Pirates, same color scheme. You know what I mean? Now they had those ones, I believe they were an alternate as well. Straight blacks, yellow stripes on the sleeve, big yellow block numbers with the yellow helmet, throwback. Not the biggest fan of that, man. I like the black helmet, the one logo on one side of the helmet thing.
I've always been a fan of that.
It's weird. It took me till I was like 27 to understand it. Not really, but like I remember like interrogating my father about it. Like, did they just run out of logos? And I remember him being like, that's just what they do. And I couldn't understand it. But, again, it's dumb, but it is fucking cool, man. That solid yellow stripe across the top. You have the nice, the solid middle stripe on the shoulder pads, followed by the two small thin ones on top and the bottom with the, the gold and white, man. The one thing I will say is they kind of tweak with like the font on their jersey. They have the one every year where they kind of wear the traditional style block numbers and they look like the University of fucking Iowa. It looks really weird because they have the same color scheme. I'm not as big a fan of that current font that they have typically on their home and away, but if that's going to be your font, that's going to be your font. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When you come out looking like the Hawkeyes, it's an issue. Obviously I'm watching on Sunday, so I know it's not Iowa, but I, again, hate the team, man. But when you talk iconic franchises, period, in the NFL, they've won more Super Bowls than, or tied with New England with 6, It's as iconic as it gets as a franchise, period, let alone the look. Black top, that gold pant, man, it's
impossible
it's
to
nice.
Miss color scheme.
Right.
Like it just looks good. And I don't have the same hatred for them. Because, again, they went through a time, they've been good for most of my life.
Right.
But
right,
they
same.
Went through a brief period where they were the laughing stock of the league.
Horrible. They weren't good.
I think right before, was it Maddox? Tommy Maddox went
yes,
there?
Yes, yes.
And then he got
Bubby
hurt.
Bubby Brister.
Oh, Jesus, Bubby Brister. But, they came back with Slash when Cordell Stewart got drafted.
Oh, my God. Yeah, man.
And they came back, and they basically haven't gone away since.
Right.
I think there was a couple blips where they were subpar.
Yep.
But then they've been playoff bound year after year after year after year.
Consistency.
And, when they go out, for the most part, we found a couple instances where they don't. They look good doing it.
They
so.
Do. They do.
All right. The Steelers, man. They were definitely on a short list for me. You know what? I'm gonna dip my toes into the college because
you are taking all kind of mine. I like it. I like it.
So these were on my top 10. These were arguably going to be my number one until, again, we decided, let's have an iconic discussion and pull these out. But the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
So good.
These specifically. The Golden Domers, man. Like, these helmets are as iconic as they get.
They
period.
Are. They are, man.
And anything.
They are. Because, you know, like you said, the Golden Domers. So, in terms of, this is where I get weird with Notre Dame. And again, Notre Dame, we could do an entire episode on Notre Dame, on a lot of colleges, really, because they change so, you know, there's so many of them now. That Navy and the gold is as dope as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
My personal favorite, though, and it goes back to, like we were saying about the Celtics, I like that bright metallic gold helmet with the green uni. I like it because it as an Irish guy and just being like, okay, I'm not a fan of the team necessarily. I like Notre Dame,
mm-hmm.
but as somebody who's not, they're not my college team. Those are the ones I like the best personally, just in terms of personal preference. Respect-wise, though, you got to tip your cap to those Navy Blues, man. You got that ND logo on the sleeve.
It's an underrated logo.
It is. It is. You know, and that golden helmet, man, with the gold pant. I mean,
it's a can't miss combination. And I mean, yes. there's the fact that the helmet is just a straight color.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, like, there's very few teams that can pull that off.
Exactly.
And it'd be okay.
With no stripe, you know?
Nothing.
And even with the gray face mask, it looks good. I do like, however, I like when they have the metallic gold helmet with the green face mask. That, my God.
So here's a mock-up.
I love that.
This is the only thing I see of that. It's a mock-up.
There's the white one next to it where he's in the white. I don't know how big it is.
Oh, okay.
But I know they're kind of out there, man. Like, I don't know. I know a couple Notre Dame fans. I don't know how they feel about them. Like, I know for me, if I was a Notre Dame fan, I would probably fucking hate when you do anything that's not the traditional uniform. Because it's tradition. It is what it is for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
But these colleges now, man, when you got these teams, you know, they're trying to, it's a big part of recruiting now.
Yeah.
Is the uniforms and everything else. So you got to kind of stay fresh. You got to have new alternates every couple years. You got to make your wardrobe look updated. Otherwise, you're going to lose out in the recruiting battle. And if you lose out in recruiting in college, you're fucked.
I can't believe I already nabbed two years.
I love it, though, man, because I get to go to the alternates for it. So which alternate? Let's see. This is my third, right? So, I believe so. Okay, so let me go with, you know what? Okay, I want to save my homerific one for last. I'm going to go with the, there's so many hockey ones. I've got, of course, out of my alternates and one, I've got like four hockey ones down, but I'm going to go with the one on my list. Give me the Montreal Canadiens. And they can suck it because my Flyers eliminated them from the playoffs, and it was a tougher series than it should have been. But that being said, this gear, man, in particular, that I prefer the home or the team color, you know, which is the home now. There was a stretch where the white was the home sweater for hockey. I love that red where you got the blue stripe. Again, it, like we say, shit that shouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let me slap a horizontal stripe across your sweater and see how, like, it looks. You would think it would look like shit.
But it doesn't.
But it looks so good. That C with the red against the blue with the white H in the middle of it.
Los and Abundantes.
Yes. Again, I've never liked them because they're the fucking Habs, mm-hmm. and their fans are just whiny assholes because they won more cups than anybody in history. They're one of the original sixes, Montreal. Like, there's the level of, like, hey, you can get a nosebleed at those heights, motherfucker. Yeah. But that gear, you got to respect it, man. You have to.
You have to respect it so much that you indeed stole one of mine.
Oh, did I? Yes, yes. I even the white ones, though, man, when you got that red on the, you know, the red piping on the shoulder pads, man, looks good. I just think when you can make such a bizarre element like a horizontal stripe across the thing, when you can make that work, fucking A.
This C should not work. It almost looks like a horseshoe. Like, there's no...
Right.
It shouldn't work. None
of
this should.
With an H in the middle of it,
it
too.
Just doesn't, it doesn't compute. But yeah. You look at it, and it's just like, man, that's a good sweater.
It's good. It's good, man.
All right. So that was actually probably going to be my next one. So okay. Let me dip into my alternates here. Do I go back to the diamond?
Yeah. I was trying to follow you, but I'm saving one for last for a reason.
I'm going to go back to the diamond here. And I didn't want to.
Ooh.
I didn't even want to include them. But the Houston Astros, over the course of time, and I'm speaking specifically of these gas station ones, the Nolan Ryan era. Like
the gas station.
Like, I'm a big fan of, like, the current ones.
They do look good.
And I liked the when Roger Clemens went there and Randy Johnson was there. Like,
yes.
They switched to that. Like, I liked those. But there is just something about...
I love the rainbow.
It looks good.
It's
and
so
it
cool.
should, and it is so friggin' busy. There is so much going on here. You've got the 70s font. You've got a big star on it for whatever reason.
Not even centered.
And you've got like a rainbow, but like not all the colors, just like three of them.
Right. This is right.
And it shouldn't work, but you look at it and it's just like, man. And again, we're talking iconic here.
Right. Right.
At some point, if you're anywhere near our age and you talk about baseball uniforms, Yankees is probably going to be number one.
Of course.
Somebody's going to mention the Houston Astros in their gas stations.
Yeah, man. I've never heard that. That is so damn... Because you're right. And these are the go-tos for the Astros. Like, you told the story about the San Francisco Giants and, you know, your mom got you ahead of them. So I had always kind of, until they started beating on trash cans, I had always kind of liked the Astros because the 1 year I played baseball growing up, and I wish I'd have played it for more than 1 year, I got drafted by the Astros. You know, like Little League, they give you play for teams that have Major League Baseball teammates. So I had the Astros hat, and I wore the hell out of that motherfucker, and it was the one... It wasn't the gas stations, and it was like the Jeff Bagwell, Craig Biggio's, where it was just like the navy and the kind of like goldish star looking one. Mm-hmm. It was even those I like. I've never disliked the look that the Astros had, but when you look at their entire those are the ones I fucking love that hat, just because
just
sentimentally
a clean look too.
It is, man, and that's probably their lamest jersey out of all of them in their history. Because I mean, when you go Astros, there's only one way you got to go. Again, that font, man. That font. And just, I didn't even notice until just now, the star, as big and gaudy as it is, it is off center.
Yeah.
It's off center. They didn't even put like a number on the other side of it to counteract it. But now, fuck it, leave it there. But it works.
Yeah.
It works.
Well, and here's one with like out the rainbow, but they've got the shoulder stripes, which... normally I would probably not be a fan of, but something about the color scheme, it works. The Houston friggin' Astros made this conversation.
I'm glad they did.
They belong. Do. So like, it's not that ridiculous.
I actually, when I saw you typing, I instantly went back to our top 10 list because this was one we talked about all the cuts we made to get there. This one I didn't even have down, and I thought, fuck you, idiot. Like, because I do. I love this look, man. And I've always, again, they're cheaters, so they kind of, you take them down on the pecking order, the personal, you know, pecking order. Always like the Astros just because your boy played with them 1 year in Little League, and there's that lame sentimental attachment that you have for the rest of your life. So, okay, what we've done. That was your fourth, am I correct?
Yep.
Okay, so I've got two left. You've played, let me see. This is terrible filibustering on my part. So that's 1, 2, 3, done those. You've got that. Okay, so I'm going to go an alternate here. Da, 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 da. Not going that one. You know what? I will go to the ice again as well. Which one do I want to go here? Jesus. Okay. I feel like we've given Chicago a lot of love. So
true.
I'm not going. I probably just, okay, there's one of my alternate kids. I gave it away. I'm not going to go that route, though, and I hate this is another team I cannot fucking stand, but I had to put them on the list. The Boston Bruins. I hate them so much, and I still laugh at them because we came back from being down 3-0 in the conference semifinals
God,
of them in 2010, beat their ass to get to the cup, and they could suck my dick. But, this, I mean, dude, all of that spoke B is... dope as hell. I like the black. Again, it's that Pittsburgh color scheme. You work the white in there with it. Even their winter classics they've had where they kind of kick it to the throwback, and they give you that predominant yellow sweater where you got the brown logo in there with the full bear. Uh-huh. And those, yeah, the brown and gold spoke B as well. They just, man, they don't have, I mean, they've got looks that are better than others. And of course, obviously, they're, you know, generic home and away, or their, you know, standard home and away, I should say, is what upholds over the years. But man, I mean, again,
this shouldn't work.
It, no. And you think, but there's one of those, man, when you talk about iconic, just not the gear itself there. I mean, they're an original six team.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They are a pillar of the NHL, as much as I fucking hate to admit it. There's a lot of, you talk about players that have worn the gear. I mean, Bobby Orr, the best defenseman of all time, wore that sweater. Every time the Flyers play them or I watch a Bruins game, period, I cannot fucking stand them. But I think to myself, like, I wish Boston was out west so I could, like, own, like, a Bruins sweater. Because I would rock that shit if they weren't, like, a rival of the Flyers in a way and I didn't fucking hate them and there wasn't history there. I would 100% wear one of them.
This bee, you described it as the spoked bee, and you look at it, and, like, in and of itself, it's lame, right?
It is. It is. It looks like something that was dreamed up in 1919.
But you slap it on a black sweater,
mm-hmm,
with all them stripes, and you look at it, and it looks awesome.
It's so good, man.
I love the Bruins gear.
I do too.
I don't have
I
the
saying it.
I don't have the same vitriol towards them. I don't think we've had the run-ins with, I say we, I don't think we've had the run-ins with them, because I think when the Devs were good, the Bruins were not.
Yeah. They had because they were ass for a while,
mm-hmm,
you know what I mean? But they've gotten good lately, you know what I mean? I mean, hell, they've won, you know, cups this decade, you know? They burned Montreal over it.
And,
yeah. So,
and then now that they're good again, the Devils are kind of
right,
not.
Right,
so,
right.
So, like, I don't have that same hatred, but I think a Happy Gilmore.
Yes,
entire
dude.
Movie, he's rocking,
yes,
a Bruins sweater.
Yep, Terry O'Reilly.
It's just, it all works.
Even, again, the white ones, man.
That's a good look.
The white ones, that black on the you know, along the shoulders, accented in the yellow or the gold. Fucking hate them, man. But that, God, it's good. And I hated even putting them on my list. I hated putting a couple teams on this list, and they were among them, but I couldn't not put them up there.
So I'm going to go to the hardwood for the first time here for my last one. And they've had a storied history, the New York Knickerbockers, the New York Knicks gear. And these flat, like, I think back to, like, the Starks years, the Ewing years. Like these
Anthony Mason.
Right. So you got just the lighter blue with,
yep,
the orange lettering with the white trim.
Yes. So good.
Simplicity.
It's
at its
key,
finest,
man. It's key.
It looks top notch.
Yes.
And again, you mentioned all those players, like those Knicks teams. So, like, this is one of those ones that I can tie to watching the team. Like,
right.
Those 90s Knicks, watching them, like, play the Bulls, watching them.
The Pacers.
The Heat.
Yeah.
The Pacers. Like, those rivalries, watching that gear across the court.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Even in 96, 97, they switched to a little bit more modernized look with, like, the black on the side.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, that would have been, like, Charlie Ward at the point years. But they made it to the finals.
They did. They did.
But even
Allen,
that.
Houston.
Yeah, dude. Even that. Grandmama. They had Grandmama those,
yep,
years.
Yeah.
When they went to the finals, like, that look, they carried that into the early 2000s. Even,
yep,
that looked, I liked. I think they've pretty much gone back to this now, though.
They have. It's the traditional look now, and you know, they've, I believe they do, like, an orange alternate sometimes, but that, it's one of those that there's certain colors you put together, and everybody has different taste and preferences. I like blue and orange together.
You mentioned about Pittsburgh and the uniformity across all sports. Now, New York can't have that because there's like 70,000 New York teams.
Exactly.
But you have the New York Knicks, the New York Mets, the New York Isles.
Right.
All have the same color scheme.
Yes.
And that's three of the sports right there.
Right.
Blam.
Right.
It's just, I wish they could figure out a way to get either the Jets or the Giants, even though they're from Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Figure out a way to make that
work.
They have
an identity crisis. Yeah, no, I agree, man. And I mean, my God, those are good. I don't think the Knicks have ever had a bad uniform. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could be, I don't know. I don't know all of them off the top of my head.
I even like this.
Exactly. That's kind of like the Rucker Park homage with the stripe orange and blue piping along the side. I like it. I do. I mean,
their city edition 2018-19.
Okay, that's what it is. Yeah. You get no arguments out of me, man. And the Knicks are one of those teams, and again, you know, it's Philly, New York, so I don't like them. But, they've been fucking bad for what? I mean,
pretty much forever.
20 years, yeah.
Like, they
since those Starks teams, like you were just saying, since they made it to the finals.
They had a brief run in the 2000s where they were decent.
Yeah.
And then they stunk to high heavens again. and I think they had like a hiccup when Melo first came over where they made a playoff run and then garbage.
Yeah.
They turned a dude like Amari Stoudemire into trash.
And just a joke, right. When he used to be like the shit with those Phoenix teams. I do love the gear, man. I do. And again, you think about just iconic in general. I know they haven't won anything, I think, since 1971-ish. But, I mean, man, you play at Madison Square Garden. You're in New York, the biggest market in the fucking world, whether I like it or not as a Philly guy. Like, that's what it is. And you have that brand there with you. I mean, I don't know that it carries the same value that they think it does, but it's still got value.
Yeah.
You're still the Knicks. You still play at the Garden.
And I argue, even though basketball is in a good spot right now.
Yeah.
For a change. But to me, traditionally, the league is better when New York is good.
100%. I agree.
Because I love having that name, New York Knickerbockers.
The New York exactly.
And you leave the Erbockers, and it's the Knicks, and it just looks good. It sounds good, and just having that team be good.
But, well, when you think, too, about when you think about the sport of basketball, it is at a grassroots level, at the ground level. Where do you think of, man? New York. You know what I mean? Rucker Park is one of the most legendary, you know, places in all of America to play in terms of street hoops. So, I mean, they had it in the NBA street games back in the day.
We have a co-host.
We do. I love it. I love it. Should I open the door?
I guess. I don't know why he doesn't go out that other door. There's two doors in here, Riley. You can go out either of them.
I love it. I've got three of them also at the house. So, I mean, anything for animals I will stop anything for.
Is he seriously not going out?
Half and half.
Riley. Why are you meowing at the door?
Oh, there's another one there. We've got a live fight.
Lola's probably growling too. Don't be surprised if you don't. That's why he's meowing at the door. He's trying to get to her. Can you grab one of them, Miz? Just grab him and take him. Thank you. There you go, ladies and gents. Live animal rustling. It happens. What are you going to do?
It does. They can't speak English, man.
I can edit it, but I'm not going
to. No, don't. It has to stay in there. It's real, people. It's as real as it gets. Okay.
So that was my last one.
Do I have permission to go Homer douchebag asshole for my last one?
Go for it.
Okay.
I have a feeling.
Penn State football.
Of course.
Penn State football. Just so I can suck the fart out of my own ass, I had to go with, and this is one of, you know, because we had, you know, planned a couple episodes and everything coming up. So we know we're going to do our favorite team's favorite gear coming up for you guys. But it's like, okay, four major sports. So I found that little loophole of, okay, college football isn't technically a four major sports, even though it is in terms of ratings, but you say four major sports, you think of obviously the professionals. I can work Penn State in. Yay. And I mean, look, man, I'm being complete homerific douchebag, but God damn, they look, and it's what they shouldn't, man, because there's nothing fancy.
There's nothing there.
There's not. It's a white helmet with a thin ass stripe, a navy blue jersey, a blue jersey with just white block numbers, white trim, white pants. That's it.
That is it.
That's it. There's no logo on the helmet. And it's weird because I didn't want to say entirely when we were talking about Notre Dame, but that's why I said, as a Notre Dame fan, I could imagine like their favorite unis are the navy blues, even though mine are like more of the Kelly greens. Because whenever there's like one or two games a year where we put the number on the helmet, mm-hmm. and I fucking hate it. I hate when the numbers, and it's stupid, man. It's dumb because it's such a small little detail.
Yeah, but it doesn't look good.
It doesn't look right, man. It doesn't. So it's like, okay, like, you're leaving everything else the same kind of, except there's a number. There's a little bit more of a boldness to the number.
Something about the number being here right next to the, it's like, I can see this.
Yeah.
I don't need it there.
Right. You know, what good is the number on the helmet doing? You can't not see those numbers. You talk about timeless. Again, not wearing the last names on the back, just like mm-hmm. the Yankees for the most part. They have, I believe it was a couple years ago, they put last names on the back of the jersey for like one game.
Yeah, don't do that.
And people were up in arms. People shit themselves. So they were like, okay. Yeah. And it, you know, it's happened a handful of times throughout Penn State history, man. But I love that look, man. And I'm going to miss the hell out of it on Saturdays in this fall.
So I went to, what do they call it? The blue and white game?
Yeah.
One year at Beaver Stadium. First of all, if you've never been to Beaver Stadium.
Have not, but I want to. Bad.
Scary. So my friend went to Penn State.
Okay.
So like he lived on campus, and so we would go up several times.
Yeah.
And the one year we went up, blue and white game, and he's like, let's go to the top. So this is in Drinkin' Justin days.
Hey,
and
now.
And when Drinkin' Justin drinks, oh, it's
game
a thing. All I really remember is being up at the way top and being like, yeah, I probably should not be this high.
Not while I'm swaying.
But it's intense. This team crossed my mind.
Okay.
I wasn't sure where you were going to land on Notre Dame. So I was like, I'm going to take Notre Dame and let him have Penn State in case he goes with Penn State.
I reserved
these whites are good too, man. Even though it's white on white.
They are. I guess if I'm going to like a white on white, I have to like my own fucking team. But,
but these are where it's at.
Oh dude. And that's what I'm saying, man. For all intents and purposes, their jerseys are fucking boring.
Yeah.
But, if that were the university of, I don't know, man, not Penn State, it works because you have, and again, I'm not trying to be a douchebag and be Homer guy, but those unis couldn't work at Syracuse. You have the tradition there. There's a reason it holds up over time, and it's remained for the most part unmolested because it is, that's Penn
State,
horrible
choice
man.
Of words.
No idea why that's where I went. Instead, I could have just said unchanged, unfucked with, but I went unmolested.
Jinkies McTavish.
When it comes to Penn State. That was not supposed to be on purpose, but that's a thing, I don't know, subconscious maybe?
God, that's good. That is a good looking uniform.
It is, man. You know, that blue face mask, it they look good, man. Even the gray face mask. Like I love the look of Penn State football. So, I really do. And I'm proud to be a fan of them again. And there was a stretch where I was not.
Yeah. So I'm just going to blast out my last two alternates here.
Let's do it.
Because one of them got yoinked. That's how the Astros Rainbows got in there, the gas stations. So I've got the UNC Tar Heels.
Yep.
And
call.
That could be, I love their basketball gear.
Dude.
Love.
Yes.
Love their basketball gear.
Yes.
But their football gear, underrated, I think, because they've pretty much been a trash team forever.
Well, and Michael Jordan didn't play football at UNC.
Which is
so.
Why I'm always like, why did Curry go there?
Right.
Why? Well, that's why. Like,
MJ.
I mean, even though he was a football guy, he was a two-sporter.
Yes.
He was the starting point guard for the UNC Tar Heels for 3 years.
Yep.
I think he was hurt one of them
I think
from
so
football.
Too, but still, exactly. I mean, that prestige is a thing that matters. Man, you know,
if he would have went UNC though, like,
right?
Can you imagine those Cavs teams would have? He mm-hmm. could. He could have won a national championship yes. in football.
Yep.
If he went to the Cavs, but that's yep. a whole different story. and then I got the Detroit Tigers, the Detroit Tigers
Ooh,
from baseball.
I like. I yeah. like.
I just again, if you haven't noticed this about me yet, shit, both of us really.
Yeah.
Simple. Gets the job done.
Yes, yes. I like
except
Detroit.
For those Astros. They were
except for the rainbow. I like it though. I did not think of it. I do like their blue hats with the orange D up against it. Again, simple, but it looks good. Okay, so for the alternates that I did not use, I'm surprised that they did not get mentioned. Actually, the Chicago Blackhawks cannot stand them, but you know, sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet gear, even though fuck them for the Patty Kane goal in 2010 in Game 6 against Michael Layton.
No, what's funny is I went from hating the Blackhawks because they were good, and then they were trash again for a long time. And mm. I was like, okay, rooting for them.
Right.
And then the year they got good again, I was rooting for them because I always love when a team gets good again.
Right, right.
And then they became...
It's fresh again.
Yeah, and then they... kept
became
being
gross.
And I'm like, oh, I don't
like them anymore.
Go away.
Right. 3 out of 5 isn't as fun and whimsical as 1 in a while.
Yes.
Go fuck off now. I stayed in Chicago for another one of mine with the Chicago Bulls, again, piggybacking off MJ. And that's just kind of growing up when we did. Everybody had a fucking MJ jerseys were everywhere. So
yep.
that's kind of one of those deals where it just kind of stays with you over time. Green Bay Packers in the NFL. Again, solid, been unchanged over the years, legendary franchise. And I went this route again, another rival. Hated to include him. Going back to college football, my final alternate, Michigan football.
Oh, you know, oh.
Dude, how many teams, like, take that helmet?
The Wolverine one, yeah.
Yeah, and do something with it. Delaware in college football has Delaware's got the exact same thing.
And
that,
they're the Blue Hens, aren't they?
Yes, the Delaware Blue Hens. And,
they've got the weird Wolverine thing. All
right. Right. How
go
the hell
for
does
it.
That work? You've got those striped, you know, the Bears, the alternates we were talking about, the throwbacks, mm-hmm. classics from 36 or whatever it was earlier. They don't have the whole Wolverine thing on the front, but they had those stripes.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me they weren't inspired by Michigan.
That was the first thing I thought of when I brought up the Bears.
Yeah,
earlier.
Yeah. You know, so again, fuck Ann Arbor because they're a rival of Penn State, and I can't stand them. They're not on Ohio State's level, but again, man, for, you know, strictly iconic and iconic gear, I felt like they had to be in the conversation.
Their basketball gear is awesome, too.
It is. It is. You think about the Fab Five.
Yeah. And then, like, they because of that, they were basically out of
right.
everything for a long time.
Yep.
But
yep.
that gear, I love Michigan's color scheme.
Yeah.
They definitely crossed the crossed my thought. Now, I asked Twitter, this was before I had use of our account, at Gear Freaks Pod on the Twitter machine. Be on the lookout, follow us, and you too could have your tweets read
live
on the pod.
Yes.
Ron Martin says, the Yankee pinstripes, agreeing with us as much as he despises the franchise.
My man.
Here's a good one. Scott Zawadzki, Papa Zane, as he's known, the Rockers.
Yo.
Hey, yo.
Complete with picture, my friend.
Oh, my God. I mean, he's not
he's
wrong.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
The Rockers are a WWF tag team, ladies and gentlemen, from the late 80s, early 90s.
Because you know who wore the same shit? The New Rockers.
Yep. Leaf.
Oh, shit.
So Matt Weinberg answers with, he's got a couple on here. The Bulls, who you had just mentioned, the 90s Hornets, who we brought up on our top
10s,
the 90s Raptors, which you brought up in your top
mm-hmm.
10, the Chargers powder blue was a unanimous answer across
right,
the board.
Right.
I got that one several times. And then old school Dolphins, which
okay.
were a late cut from my top 10 and for the reasons because I thought I was going to bring them here.
Okay.
And I ended up not. And then any Lakers jersey, of course.
100%.
And then this one comes with the, this one. I can't explain the words, so I will read what he said and then I will show the picture to Corey.
Let's do it.
These orange jerseys with white accents always scream Rec League soccer to me. They're iconic. So I'll tweet that from the old Gear Freaks pod account later. But yes.
He's all accurate.
That
all
was Scoop
accurate,
John
though. B. Oh my God, accurate. Jesus.
And I know we're going to eventually get to pretty much every team ever and every uniform ever. That's kind of what this is. I want to make a quick mention of the San Antonio Spurs because they didn't come up on either of our lists. They were a blip on my radar, but I think because in one of the conversations, it was Matt who brought up all those basketball teams.
Okay.
And then I mentioned something about the Spurs and he goes, I forgot about them. Everybody does, even though for 25 friggin' years,
they've been
quietly great.
Yes. Yes, but
because
you know,
they're boring. They're
dull. I was
going to
say, right, they're not exciting, though. But you know what they do have? They have the same fucking colors as the Raiders, who we just talked about earlier.
They have good-looking gear.
Right.
And they have, what, like 5 rings
yeah.
in 25 years?
Right. You can't argue
they've got
with
the
that.
Hardware.
They do.
They're
they do.
Dull.
They're just not right. People don't get a chubby watching them, so yeah. they don't count.
And this, they missed the playoffs for the first time in 25 friggin' years this
right.
year. So,
right.
like, I had to.
It is wild, man.
Tip of the cap there.
It is wild. That is a good call. I did not think of them either, so shame on me.
All right. Well, we done did it again.
We did.
If you want to argue with us, it's easy. You can hit us up on Instagram or Twitter at Gear Freaks Pod. Feel free to do that. You can also subscribe to us on any of the pod platforms, including Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. If you go to Apple or Google, give us a rating, give us a review, because that helps us become visible. And the best thing you can do is tell a friend about our show.
Exactly. Word of mouth is still the best way to spread. You know, it's social media too, of course, but word of mouth, it's old school, but we like it.
We likey. So I guess that's the best we can do here, yeah? Like, time to dip on out?
I think so. I think we did a lot for the people today. We had, I mean, you know, again, live animals, always a plus, man. And We were very humble today, man. We talked about a lot of teams that we hated.
Oh, yeah.
So
we spread the love around.
Right. I've had enough humble pie, though. Yes. I've had enough.
So let's get out of here.
Let's do it.
We'll see you next week.
Suckers!